Hello and welcome to Victory Briefings, where we use the Word of God for a victorious life. I'm Dwight Hammond and I'm glad you're listening today. Be blessed by the Holy Spirit as He gives you new revelation knowledge through this Victory Briefing. The name of this Victory Briefing is The Sower. The battle is on from the first moment that God's Word is spoken into our hearts. And in these last days of the church age, with the persecution and temptation that we live in, it's crucial to understand the nature of the all-out war that Satan has launched against the church. We have to know Satan's tactics and realize our position and authority to render him powerless in our lives. And that's what we've been talking about lately in some previous podcasts. The parable of the sower is what we've been basing some things on here. The parable of the sower is found in Matthew 13, Mark chapter 4, and Luke chapter 8. And when we hear the parable of the sower preached, we seem to hear all about the details about soil conditions. And we go back to the end of the story where Jesus tells what this and that means. I want to focus on the sower for a bit. Jesus is the sower, and then comes the church as the sower. Not just the leaders of the church, but all the members of the body should become sowers. We all need sowers to fill in the places where the soil wasn't ready before, but now is able to receive and germinate the seed. Ongoing sowing and reaping and ongoing sowing and growth is what we need to look after. The seed, of course, is the Word of God. We must receive the Word and act on it to be successful for the kingdom of God. To think that we don't need the Word is one of the enemy's strongest temptations. And anyone who thinks they don't need the Word or they can get along without the Word of God, they're in really bad shape. But the devil's scheme to this temptation can be heard in words like, "I don't like that preacher. I don't like the way she sounds." For whatever reason, if you judge one sower, it will limit your ability to receive seed from your favorites, I guarantee it. Immature stubbornness will keep you messed up until you repent. Don't allow those hard spots of your heart to become bird feeders. The sower is not for our entertainment. This is not about how we feel. It's about seeds that will produce a harvest for the kingdom. This is eternity we're talking about here. A sign of spiritual maturity is being able to worship and receive the Word of God in any congregation from any sower. You can receive the seeds and then become a sower yourself. The sower is a very important part of bringing about the kingdom of God here on the earth. This may be the shortest podcast I do, but I think it has some strength and meaning, and I pray that you pass it on to other folks, your friends, people you don't like. Send it to somebody that will listen to it, at least. It's short enough, just about anybody has attention span long enough to listen to 2 or 3 minutes. God bless you, my friends, in Jesus' name. I pray that your eyes are opened in spiritual things, and revelation knowledge sprouts up on the inside of you as a seed of God's Word. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't forget to leave your comments and prayer requests and questions in the mailbag at the bottom of the post on the website. I sure appreciate knowing where you're from. It's always a good thing to get something from the mailbag. God bless you, and thanks for listening today. Thank you for following the podcast. I hope you make it a part of your ministry to share this message with others. This message and other materials are available at victorybriefings.net.